In the world around me, I see a lot of angry people. Angry at the governments for taking down perfectly healthy trees to feed the biomass industry. Angry at the present president of the United States, the one whose name we do not mention. Angry at multinationals being exempt from paying taxes, while other workers who earn far less than multinational CEOs are being mauled between the millstones of the Dutch tax system. And all of this is true. All angry people have every right to be. There's loads of injustice in the world. There are a great many inconsistencies in how things are divided. It is true, people who pay mandatory healthcare premiums die or remain ill because the Dutch healthcare system denies them the care they are entitled to. And again, the CEOs of these insurance companies have million-plus yearly salaries. Why? Because they're good at squeezing money out of the system they are part of, rather than good for the people they should be serving. It is all true. And yes, the present president of the United States is a blatant liar and totally unfit to rule that office. Future historians and investigators will find he committed more than the just now visible crimes against humanity to serve his own interest and that of the billionaires in his vicinity, the rich who apparently never have enough. And there's also local injustice, politicians lying through their teeth during election time, deals behind closed doors, decisions by civil servants ruining other people's lives simply because they can. All of that happening in your own city, a place where one would expect things to be just. The thing, though, about targeting the negative is that it tends to take up the place of the positive. Of course one should object against injustice. Beware, however, of getting stuck. Remember to pay attention to the things that go right. It is much healthier to put the main focus on the good things of life. Positivity preserves and multiplies the radiant energies. Put the bad happenings into perspective by approaching them with a good sense of humor, like the sign somebody held up during the recent state visit in England of you-know-who, saying, "Don't offer him the good biscuits." When we emanate the negative, we attract the negative. Emanate the positive and attract the positive. This universal law applies to everything. So my humble take on this is, humor the negative things, understand the injustice without allowing it to take you hostage, make the difference, be the change, live to be grateful, and evolve into a life-changing human being. To read the full version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl. I wish you loads of positive vibes and energy. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.